Sky Sports Radio loves talking racing. The people, the jockeys, the horses. Time now for Punter's Postmortem. Analysis of the weekend's racing, plus your calls. Welcome to Punter's Postmortem.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Monday edition of Punter's Postmortem, the big Hall of Fame dinner on Friday night. Congratulations to everybody inducted. Chris Waller celebrating his indoctrination with a Quinella, a Group 1 Quinella up there at Doomben, where it was a good four. The rail was out too. A great atmosphere at the track for the Doomben Cup, the Group 1 Wait for Age event over 2,000 metres, and the Quinella for Chris Waller with coming through. A little bit wayward around the turn and in the straight, but still got the job done against Egg Tart. Down at Morphettville, we saw the running of the Goodwood, and a huge congratulations to Anthony Friedman and his stable. Five Group 1s now for Anthony's stable this season. Santa Ana Lane at the big odds winning, and Vega Magic from Barrier 14 missing a place. Next week, we've got the Size Produce up there, while at Rosehill Gardens, a Group 4, as we mentioned, it played pretty well. And we saw some nice wins from some progressive horses, and we'll get to all of them right throughout the morning. Good morning, Ronnie Duffersey.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Plenty to talk about. Obviously, four states this morning, yeah. So looking forward to that. And it was, look, we spoke earlier about the ride on coming through. It was the difference between winning and losing. And, get to the 2,000 metres there, and he run it out pretty well.
I think we saw the little Maori salute as well from Michael Walker over the line. The big tongue hanging out with the big stay cool bro on the left hand. Or was I mistaken, Ronnie?
No, that's his trademark, isn't it? He wouldn't let that one get away. The opportunity arises in the Group 1s, and he latches on it.
It was strange. It was probably about 4 or 5 or 6 weeks ago. Who knows now how we often say that. How often does Michael Walker pop up on a big odds winner in a group event? And he did it again on the weekend. Hello, Josh Fleming from Brisbane.
Yeah, g'day, Terry, Ronnie and everybody out there. Yeah, cracking ride, wasn't it, by Michael Walker on coming through. I tell you what, the ride on the second horse is pretty handy as well. Leith Innes on Egg Tart. Sort of was there very quickly at the top of the straight. It went past Tom Melbourne, but couldn't fend off coming through, who bounced back after being unlucky in the Hollandale Stakes. He drew a better gate that day, but was three wide all the way. But, lovely ride, Michael Walker. And, as you said, Terry, a little bit wayward, but he did enough to get home and just defeat Egg Tart and continued what's been a wonderful week, obviously, for Chris Waller.
Bit of a strange one, really, Josh, when you think about it, because this time last year, I guess, had to carry the burden of me saying I thought Egg Tart was going to be a superstar.
So you've still got that cooler tag. That hasn't changed, has it?
Well, I know, but yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, she looked like she could have been anything, and then it was so good to see her run well on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She just got there so quick, and I watched a replay just on that tracking shot, that inside shot, and Leith was sort of able to weave his way through, and she was there to pounce early in the straight and went past Tom Melbourne, who obviously went too hard in front. But, coming through was just able to get her late. But even ambitious, he was good, and Abby Marie likewise had to go back there and hit the line well. So, a few good runs in the race, but coming through did enough to get the job done.
We'll take your calls on 13 53 53, the good runs, the bad runs, the good rides, the not so good rides. And let's get to Melbourne and Dean Lester. Good morning, Dino. In a day where it was great to see the Hayes Dabernick stable to the fore after Colin Hayes was acknowledged into the Racing Hall of Fame on the weekend.
That's true, TK. Good morning to you. It was their Caulfield Cup winner, Boomtime, that put on a clinic on Saturday. And, he's in good shape to have another go at the spring. But, no, it was a good meeting all round. I think two promising horses. One, especially Iconoclasm, the last winner. I think he's a very good horse coming through the grades.
Yeah, not so good for bookmakers. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. The favourite winning the last in Melbourne was a pretty big blow, I imagine, for most betting agencies.
Well, they are allowed to back a winner, TK. Good morning to you. Well, good morning, everyone.
What about the other three states, the last winner? 16-1, 15-1, and 16-1.
Yeah. As I said, Ronnie, they are allowed to back a winner.
Yeah, one out of four, yeah.
Not allowed to back them all. No. You're only, but what about Newcastle? The first six odds were odds on at Newcastle on Saturday. They were just streaming in there. Was it an odds-on chance, boys, or was it an outsider? The name of the new light rail stop has been gazetted as Royal Randwick.
Took a bit of fight.
there is a result for common sense, not anything else.
We should background that. Wasn't there some ludicrous sort of argument that you can't name it after a commercial place? It had to be a suburb, so on and so forth. Is that
was it? Was outside the race course, and they wanted to name it Centennial Parklands.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, it's actually inside the precinct of the race course, realistically.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone are going, where?
Yeah,
exactly. And just on overseas news as well, the Preakness was run over the weekend, and Justify that won the Kentucky Derby has now won the second leg of the Triple Crown, that being the Preakness. Again, it was a rain-affected track or a sloppy track, but the Triple Crown is alive.
I'm just looking at some vision of the crowd after the last. That's what we've missed in Australia, in Australia with no rain, some post-race activity, a lovely bit of mud wrestling and a few other things in the car park at Pimlico.
We had that in Birdsville a couple of years ago.
Is that when they called the races off?
They put them back. We ran on the Sunday. They had to put the Friday and Saturday back on the one day, but you had about 50 mil in a day there, and I think it was a similar scene.
Yeah, there was a scene of a lady jogging the track just to test out the conditions. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, she wasn't wearing too many clothes, if I remember correctly.
But she was wearing a smile, apparently.
Yeah.
It is incredible what you see on the racetrack. The Doomben Cup, Duff, you were there. Trackside is the rail out to... It was a good four. Some people saying that their horses may have... Well, not jarred up on the track, but felt the track a little bit. It seemed to race pretty well. But coming through, I mentioned, a little bit wayward around the turn, a little bit wayward in the straight, and still it was a good win.
Yeah, it was a good win. You know, like I said, good ride. He's always been a horse that doesn't travel and drops the bit and runs his races in patches. We thought once he was gelded that may switch him on, but he stayed the same. But still... He's very, very talented, and he, with the right run there, and he stood over him, Walker, and he's a horse you do have to stand over, and he gets the job done. Look, Egg Tart, I'm convinced she's going well, and, you know, maybe she could go under the O'Shea now and hopefully find a wet track there, and she'd be awfully hard to beat in a race like that. Ambitious just got held up at probably at the point of the turn there, something he didn't want to happen, being a more of a mile and a half horse, but he still run well.
Yeah, I spoke to Craig Williams. He was very impressed because he said he didn't over-race. He was very concerned that he'd over-race, so he rode him a lot quieter, and he was very, very happy with the way that he found the line, and he said he is desperate now for 2,400.
Yeah. Okay.
So whether they train on or wait for the spring with him, I don't know. But and Abby Marie, well, she ran well, but she goes to stud now. She goes to the Broodmare Sale, in fact, I think, after that. Yeah.
I'm going to be harsh on Santano Raisin.
Yeah, he didn't show the improvement like he showed from one run to the next again, did he? So, I thought he could have been the one in that race, but he didn't perform, did he?
No, he finished worse than midfield, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah, pretty average.
Tom never disappointed.
No.
What about the tactics on Tom Melbourne?
That was Duff's fault.
Well, they had to try something, I suppose, but it didn't work. It didn't work.
They had a crack.
Yep, they had a crack and it didn't work.
What did you make, Dino, of the Doomben?
I was very happy with the result, TK, to be honest.
Coming through?
Yes, it was a very good ride, but he deserved a good win, didn't he, really? The Doncaster run was good, even the Queen Elizabeth run, and he saw a lot of the countryside in the Hollandale, so he deserved that win on Saturday.
Geez, it was a couple of years ago, first race, Derby Day.
Oh, wasn't
coming
it a beautiful
through the
day.
Hole. We were. It felt like
cracking
the whole
jokes, high fiving.
What a great start to the carnival. Geez, that evaporated quickly.
It peaked too early.
But just has taken time. Egg Tart, again, as I mentioned, great to see Egg Tart back to somewhere near her best form. Dino, Ambitious?
Yeah, I mean, he was okay, wasn't he? I mean,
okay.
He's probably best run so far was the BMW. He's probably done a good job because through January and February when he was trialling, he wasn't going to win anything or do anything the way he was going down here. So he's gradually built his form, and he's probably, I would say, he's got a pass now for this preparation, really.
Geez, that stable's going well.
Yeah.
The Anthony Friedman stable, and they've got a couple up here I reckon are still ready to fire as well. So, with Santa Lane on Saturday, well, he's a horse that, you know, you've got to get right, and he got him right there on Saturday.
Yeah, he did. He was outstanding in the Goodwood. Just takes a bit of racing to get really fit, and Saturday hit the mark.
What do you make of the Goodwood? Vega Magic, Dino. short price favourite from barrier 14. It's never a good thing, I don't think. Finished eighth.
Yeah, I wasn't too worried about the barrier.
Because you think, what, get across? Or,
and just the inside was wearing out a little bit. But the market said closer to the race that he wasn't going to win. He got the wobbles the last couple of hours, got out to, what, $4 at the jump month.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Did you follow up with Miss Rock? I must admit, yes. when it dived up in the inside, I said to Ronnie, I said, oh, no, not today, please. I'm not on this. I was on it the other day when we said, you know, why did it lead in the in the race the other day? But when it dived up on the inside, I said, I knew.
Yeah, I had a little something there. But, it was Sandrina Lane's day, and he'd run really well in the lead-up, but he went up and weighed on his run in the race last year, and he had a bit against him, but it was a great ride too from Malham to duck and weave back to the inside.
What did you make of Super Cash, who's been a little bit unlucky?
Yeah, she has been. The most encouraging thing about that was that it was second up, not just first up, because basically she's become a first up specialist, and it wasn't 1,100, it was 1,200. So she ran well, as it is most years, pretty bunch finish. But I thought he was very disappointing, the favourite, to be honest. He gave ground pretty quickly.
Could we expect Santa Ana Lane boys to press on for the Stratty?
Yeah, supposed to be, I think.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah. Mm.
Have you got a market there, Glenn, for the Stratty?
Yeah, well, it's $8 each of two, TK. The two Godolphin runners, Impending and Osborne Bulls, equal favourites at $8. Champagne Cuddles. Now, I think you'll find she's going round in the Fred Best this week. Yeah, not going round in the Kingsford Smith. She's a $9 chance. Care to Think English, In Her Time, and Le Romaine, all at $11. Down on Liberties at 15, so is Invincible Gem and Santa Ana Lane, and then you've got a raft of them at $26. So that's the Stratty market. Compare that to the Kingsford Smith that this week. You got Le Romaine 360, Impending 460, Care to Think 650, English at 8, Champagne Cuddles, well, she won't go, she's 13, Spieth and Volpe Veloce 15, Endless Drama and Fox Play 26. Well, of course, the Kingsford Smith this week is a weight for age race, whereas the Stratty, of course, being a handicap.
Right. So you win that. There's no penalty going towards the Stratty.
The weights for the Stratty come out next Monday, so after the Kingsford Smith, although winning a weight for age race isn't...
And then the big one coming up this Saturday is really the Queensland Oaks, isn't it, with this exciting galloper again from the Chris Waller Yard. Young Star would be pretty short price favourite, Glenn.
Yeah, 240 favourite over its stablemate there, another dollar at $5. Aloysia and Savakul both been in South Australia at $7 and $9. Play That Song and Tinker Mosa at $11. You got Coral Coast, Cheese Dashing, and Terra Sancta the Kiwi. I think the one at Ipswich the other day, Joshy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it won again up here at Sunshine Coast yesterday as well. So, just got there in a bobbing photo over Remarkable Sun, the handy one of David Van Dyke. So, obviously, has to step up a bit towards the Oaks, but, yeah, just got the job done to win up here yesterday.
Yeah, it looks a bit of a thin Oaks. I thought it was going to shape up okay, but it's sort of a little bit disappointing looking at that market.
Young Star was quite dominant last start.
Well, she's quite, you know, she's the new kid on the block, isn't she? She's been set for this carnival, and she's come through pretty well with the lead up there. So, yeah, look, it's an interesting Oaks, but I just thought it just lacked a bit of guts.
And going towards the Stradbroke, Josh, you got the BRC sprint we saw on the weekend. I'm a Ripper all the way. Mm. Rough chance in the Stratty?
Well, I think he's about 50 to 1, so he's going to...
He's a rough chance in
the Stratty. Yeah, he's obviously got to step up a bit from there to go to a race like that. But, anyway, boys, all this about the SF, at least it was the BF that stood up a bit there with I'm a Ripper winning the BRC sprint, and a great day for our leading rider, Jeff Lloyd, notching up a winning treble. Just fended off Priv Larkramis, the sneaky, and a good finish there in that race. But I think he was something like 200s before that, so he's into about 50s for the Stratbroke right now. Right. So, he was firm in the market. There was good support for him, and he got a good run in front, and he fended them off. But obviously it's another step up again to go to the Stradbroke in a couple of weeks.
Josh, you're allowed to be a proud Queenslander. You can give it to Ronnie if you like, because the week before
he stuck
it to you about SF, the Sydney form and the belting of the locals up there at Doomben. But
I got something back there. That was a Group 3 race, so I got something. But
well, the locals were good.
They were very good. But
give credit, Ronnie, come on.
Yeah, look, he's claiming...
They won all the races. There was no interstate horses.
That's right. There's 12 runners. There's 12 BF horses. Is there, and he claims it.
Not bad.
Oh, give me something.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. So we look forward to it. The Rosehill Gardens meeting again was a competitive one. I thought this Ron Star in the first race, Ron, he did a lot wrong, sort of big, gangly sort of horse that looks to be growing into himself, and he was trialled well, and he lived up to the trial form.
Yeah, he'd only had one trial leading into it, so and there probably wasn't big support for the horse. He got out to $8 from about a 5.50 morning call, but he was very good. No, he jumped to the lead there. He got a little bit of pressure. He fought hard, and you would say there's only upside left.
You think
with
so?
Him. Yeah, you know, with like I said, one trial at home and comes to the races here and at 1,200 metres and gets the job done. So look, he's doing a really good job. That Zeus Star, the sire of Ron Star. So he's another one.
The winner, affectionately known in the stables as Swayback Jack, and he's got a decent swayback.
He's got a swayback?
Yeah, Izzy right. Watt.
Didn't they'd stop Tullock, did it?
Special saddle for him.
What about Pressbox was the big flop there, Glenn, in the first? It was a short price favourite, wasn't it, around the 180 mark?
Yeah, well, it was quite strange because he was entered for a race at Warwick Farm on Wednesday, which scratched. Was a midweek race and scratched. He started shorter in a Saturday race than he would have run on Wednesday.
There you go. Work that out.
Yeah, I'm still trying to.
There was a good boom going into the race on him, I know that, or her, I should say, but she was one of the flops of the day for sure.
The race, this one, it was such a close finish, wasn't it? The Hall of Fame, that was race number 7, where I thought Special Missile still won, but King Darcy got the bob for Adam Hieronymus, and then the unlucky run of out of all of them was up and rolling, Ronnie.
Yeah, I think you've explained it all. It's, you know, there was a lot of punters on Special Missile there, and it looked like he got home. He's been very frustrating this preparation. He's had support nearly every start he's been in, and everyone thought up to 1500, this is his race, and he gets beaten like that again. So he's been in a few races where he's saying, okay, this is his race where he's gonna get control. He loves control, but they've just counted him a few times and put some pressure on him. Obviously, Timmy had two runners in that race that were speed runners, and King Darcy went out and put it to him and was left with the lead there and just out-bobbed him. Okay, he's going well, Special Missile, but he's going well without winning. And you're right, Up and Rolling should have won.
Yeah, it was the one to follow out of all of that. And then I guess it's no big shock, is it, that the Chris Waller Hall of Fame, and well done to Chris Waller too for getting into that Hall of Fame on the Friday night. He's trained I Am Serious to win his own race.
Yeah, she had a lap on them. She's a good mare, this. And she hit a bit of a hurdle there in that crafty cop race where they all got out of their comfort zone when they sprinted. But that's the way to ride her. You've got to get up her and make a long run on her and get her into a rhythm. So, look, I think it was a weak race, but she had the 59.5. She did it tough. She got the job done. I think there's more upside to come, and I reckon she can get black type in, you know, the early spring, say, after the winter.
Dino, James McDonald actually rode I Am Serious, came back with a bang last Wednesday with a double, picked up another winner during the week, and then double on the weekend. What have you made of it so far? Fairly impressive?
Yeah, absolutely.
What we probably expected, though, in many ways, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's a superstar, and he'll just get better and better, but he's hit the ground pretty much running, and he's been embraced by the right stables, and he'll get plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, we look forward to that. He's got, 5-day suspension coming up, Duff?
Yeah.
Something like that, four or 5 days?
I think from next Sunday through, he'll miss one Wednesday meeting, that's all. He just shaved him there at Kembla Grange at his second meeting back, and his good record over the past 18 months didn't do him any good there, but anyway.
He never had a blemish in that time.
not even a reprimand.
I haven't been suspended for 18 months. Yeah.
I was disqualified for 18 months. Yeah. I haven't been suspended.
He'll ride in, I think he's riding in Brisbane on Saturday.
Yeah, he's riding Care to Think in the Kingsford Smith, and I think he's riding Savakul in the Oaks.
Yep.
Savakul and the Oaks, which is good. We'll have a closer look at that. 13:53:53. We'll take your calls. And Glenn, Dean, I should say, I had a good conversation with Mark Waugh. I did my very, very best. I'll just give some background to this story that with the, I'll call it the dispersal sale for Lloyd Williams. He had all these stayers that were up for sale. Mark Waugh sent you a list. You nominated two of them. They've both come out and won. I did mention to Mark on Friday that you've been waiting by the letterbox.
You should keep waiting.
For something. I think you should come inside, mate.
Yeah, no.
You're nominated too. They're both one. And, you know, he had the hide to tell me this. He said, I offered him to buy a share in both of them.
Yeah, that's not really how it works.
No, that's what I told him. I said, that doesn't work like that. He said, well, what more? I mean, I offered that he could buy in both of them.
No.
Very funny. So you can come in from the letterbox, mate.
Okay, thank you.
It won't be happening there, but no, he's a good character. And I can tell you what, there's a stable going. Well, Duff?
Oh, yeah, they've got a terrific strike rate over the last six or eight months, and they've got a nice little streak, and they place them well.
Josh Fleming's the man here to tell me what went wrong with Chauffeur. Was there a bigger flop for the entire weekend in any particular state or country town than Chauffeur?
Oh, he got into a fair bit of trouble, didn't he, Ronnie?
I think we'll have another look at the race there, TK. He just got, I think Brad Stewart got
a month
for reckless riding.
Yeah.
It was strange.
Missed the kick out the back.
Yeah, and then rammed into the fence on a couple of occasions and up the back side of him on another occasion. So total forgive there. He came up with a puncture in his knee. And
I think Josh's exact words after the race, I got bashed up. Yeah. For the first 400 metres.
Weird. It was just weird. Why do that? Mm. And he pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty to reckless riding.
Yes. Yeah. So he got a month off a guilty plea. So he got a reduction.
Hold on. You tell him we've got a jockey who put his hand up in the steward's room.
Yeah. He more or less said, oh, yeah, I give it to him. You know, like...
Yeah.
Is that a first or...
Well, he just... I suppose the film didn't help him.
Please don't show
him. Got a chance to look at the film.
So what now for Chauffeur, though?
Well, just back to the drawing board, I'd say. You know, back to the... He looked beautiful, and he was a big tip.
Yeah.
A lot of work had gone into him.
They nominated for two races down in Sydney, had those two options available, instead chose the option in Brisbane.
Yeah. And once that damage was done, I don't think he really pressured him down the straight when he was a beaten horse anyway. So, jury's out on him. I don't know whether we want to charge in and back him next time, but it's a dead set total forgive.
Okay. All right. And the other flop I want to talk about... unfortunately, is Roman Song.
Yeah, he may have just come to the end of it. Look, they went out hard there and made him... It's the first time he sort of hasn't travelled into it with confidence.
Right.
But he's done a good job. He'll probably go to the paddock now and see what they got with him next preparation.
Richard's always been wary of the horse, telling everyone not to get too excited.
Yeah, I think it did get out of control. Like the races he'd been winning... weren't exactly good races.
No. He sort of won with something, though. He had a little bit of look about him, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a little bit of X factor about him, the way he used to travel and quicken. He's a promising horse.
Yeah, his little brother stood up for the family at Newcastle Britannicus on Saturday. He was impressive winning a maiden, and Richard had another maiden that won by a furlong as well. At Newcastle, so it wasn't a complete wipeout for...
So two winners at Newcastle on Saturday.
No, Richard doesn't train Britannicus, which is the brother to Roman's son. That's okay. Johnny Sargent, and he may even press on to the Derby. But his winner in the maiden was Verlaine. I think you'll find that had been unlucky there the other day. And started 2s on or 5-2 on or something, win a maiden, and won by about 7.
Wow.
So the Kembla winner from the week before is the one.
Yeah. This one doesn't go too bad either, but the Kembla winner's had 2 starts for 2 wins.
Mm. It's now 9:30. We're going to take your calls next, 13:53:53. Anything that caught your eye as far as Doomben, Rosehill Gardens, Melbourne or Morfettville, we're willing to take all those calls on 13:53:53. Text messages 0419 767 272 as we get a sporting update from Madison Clare Sloan, and unfortunately not what we were hoping for the golf, because Mark Leishman is losing sight of Aaron Wise. Good morning, Madison.
champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business.
We've got Trapeze Artist coming back into work for Gerald Ryan, and he's still looking for an Everest start for a horse called Manari, who's got plenty of talent. And Paddy Webster is still looking for an Everest start for Happy Clapper, you think would be attractive to somebody, Ronnie Duffacy.
He's the ruling 1300 metre course record holder. The track would have to play with towards the swoopers, and he'd be a worthy contender.
We've got the market up on the Everest already. I've been betting on it for quite some time, Glenn. The market for the Everest.
Yeah, well, at this stage, TK, this is pre anything. Although you can say that at least Redzel, Trapeze Artist, and In Her Time
got
a slot.
Yep.
And Redzel and Trapeze Artist, $5 each of two. In Her Time and Kemantari, $11 each of two. Brave Smash is there at 15. So is English, Happy Clapper. Harry Angel, only through to public opinion, wanting a price about it. That's the Godolphin runner from the UK. Vega Magic and Winx is also there because that's public. They want to have the opportunity to potentially back Winx at 15, and then a stack of them at 26. And sorry, boys, I said Johnny Sargent Britannicus. Of course, it's John Thompson.
John Thompson's got it. Yeah. That Harry Angel's actually a $4 favourite for the Diamond Jubilee, obviously down the straight during the Royal Ascot Carnival. Redkirk Warrior is the second favourite at tab.com.au at $6. So, you know, it'd be great if we could get the winner of the Diamond Jubilee to have a slot in the Everest. Just
Merchant Navy's in the market for the Diamond
Merchant
Jubilee.
Merchant Navy's
as well.
$11 chance, mate.
Yeah,
he'll probably get a stud after this. But look, Wesley Ward's come out overnight, and he's saying he's very interested in the Everest with his two horses going to Royal Ascot, Lady Aurelia and Bound for Nowhere. I think Bound for Nowhere will be the King's Stand. Bound for Nowhere will be going to the Diamond Jubilee as well. So
Bound for Nowhere is a $15 chance in the Diamond Jubilee. In the King's Stand, Lady Aurelia is the equal favourite with Batash at $4 each of two over Redkirk Warrior at $8.
Right.
We've got a little bit of money for a horse called I'll go with Catchy, which is K-A-C-H-Y.
Not Catchy.
Not C-A-T-C-H-Y. A little bit of money for it.
What is it again, Glenn? Sorry.
Catchy. $11. K-A-C-H-Y is the spelling. So, you know, when we put these markets up and someone wants to have a bet on a race overseas, your ears have got a twig.
Sure. There's no worry. No, and that Lady Aurelia, Wesley Ward, loves to travel his horses, always has horses at Royal Ascot, said that he loves to would love to come down under with one of them. Lady Aurelia is his. And I think last year she was impressive, and then he said, look, it's just a year too early. Obviously Wesley Ward would love to be prominent in the Diamond Jubilee with Lady Aurelia and maybe get a slot.
Yeah, look, I think she's absolutely brilliant at 1,000. There's a little question marks on her at 1,200, but I'm just reading a story on RaceNet this morning, and they've got comments there from Barbara Banky, who owns her, Stone Street Farm. They've got their eye on this Everest.
Yeah, well, I think she's probably aware it's worth $13 million. It's hard to fathom. Let's get to the open line. Dean Lester in Melbourne. We've got Josh Fleming up in Brisbane, who called all the action brilliantly well on the weekend. Ronnie Duffacy and also Glenn Munsey. Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Morning, TK. How are you, man?
Good, thanks, mate.
Run of the day in Sydney was I Am Serious. I agree with you earlier with Ronnie. And unlucky story was up and rolling, getting checked, getting blocked, and should have won the race easily.
Look, I
stormed home the last 100 after getting checked.
Yeah, you can follow all of them. Good on you, Scott. We do thank you for that. 1353 53. Text messages I'll get to 0419 767 272. Hello, Chris. Hi, Chris.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Thanks, bud.
Hey, Dino. Thanks for Marcel from Madrid on Saturday.
Yes, that was a good result in Adelaide. Good price.
12-1.
Yeah, very nice.
Very impressive win too. A lot of upscope with this horse, I think.
You know? He's a very smart horse.
Yeah, it could be anything. Just on the Everest, you know, I'm getting very confused. I'm looking at all the different markets, Glenn, and nobody seems to have any idea, really. I mean, I picked up 50-1 about Happy Clapper this morning on one of the agencies.
Mate, they're like you-know-what's opinions. Everyone's got one.
Yeah, but they've got a lot of opinions.
It depends how you use it.
I mean, 50-1 to me sounds like a good price because I think the Clapper will get a run. And I mean, why wouldn't he have a chance in a race like that now? But everything that seems to race in the market, now we've had Red Zell, who seems a couple of lengths off his best.
Yes.
We saw Vega Magic on Saturday.
Flop.
In her time. Anything that seems to run in the market and it's blowing out because it. Yeah, nobody's got any real idea anymore, have they?
No, it is a race that's in October, and we're currently sitting here in May, so it's 5 months away.
I usually have an opinion even in May on a race, and now I...
Oh, really? I'm flat out 5 minutes from jump time.
But, yeah. What do you guys make of Red Zell? Would you want to back Red Zell?
No.
Not if the race was tomorrow.
It depends what price it is, too.
But in 5 months' time,
might
when
want
he's
to be
had
all
a break and come back and he's, you know, won three trials by eight, he looks beautiful. He's had one run in and blitzed them. It's a completely different thing. But that's the great that's the thing about pre-post betting.
Yeah.
You've got to try and align all the stars in races that are on in a few months' time.
Well, what's happening with Deployed?
You'd think he wouldn't be too far back. If Minari's on his way back, Deploy, you wouldn't think it'd be too far away. But then again, what races are there for him in the middle of winter?
Okay, and one last question. Mr. Waller has a slot. If he was to run one of his own horses this year, who's the most likely horse that Mr. Waller would put in of his?
Well, I don't know whether he's got a star sprinter.
Tom Melbourne?
I don't. Well, something could emerge. One of his three-year-olds. Who knows? I'd say at this stage he'd be looking elsewhere. He might even be looking at a couple of these overseas horses over the Royal Ascot card.
I'd be looking on a horse that's getting transferred to Chris's stable as well that could then take up that slot, Chris's slot in the Everest. So there'd be a. Not a change of ownership, but there could well be a change of trainer.
I think you'll find the slot is more skewed towards Peter Tye and Debbie Capitis, not Chris Waller.
Mm. Yeah, it's a syndicate of his owners.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, well, he's not going to blow up and lose Winks, is he? You wouldn't imagine.
I don't think they'll be taking Winks off him.
just a quick one. Hi, guys. Can you ask Dean if he thinks Lander Plenty will run in the Stradbroke? Love this horse. Marie from Maitland?
Yeah, I think the original plan was to do that. So he'd be coming off a 1,600-metre run, but he's got 3 weeks to freshen up. He's going very well. I wonder if Doomben and 1350 would be absolutely ideal. I think they've got a pattern with him now, just settling off the speed and running on. But he is at the top of his game at the moment, that horse. Mm.
Ronnie, looking back at Saturday at Doomben, is a E-Ways...
Yep.
Realistically, the only horse to come back in the field and make ground on Saturday.
Yes. She looks pretty good. Yeah, she's out of Caruta Queen. You would think, oh, she's a sprinter, but she looks like a miler. She's strong. She's got timing about her. Obviously, Chris Waller's very, very strong with these three-year-olds, these two-year-olds in Queensland with the JJ Atkins and the size, but this is the one that could put it to them.
All right. E-Ways was very impressive, Josh Fleming, and does firm dramatically now for the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, very impressive, all right. Yeah, came from third last on the home turn and just scorched them out wide to win. Also, the second horse is eye-catching late as well, Granny Red Shoes, drew, well, they both drew the car park, really, didn't they? Had to go back and both hit the line brilliantly. No guarantee that she'll go to the Atkinsis reading this morning, but she's obviously high up in the market for it, and she's about $8
chance or thereabouts.
Yeah, there you go, $9. So, but yeah, Chris Waller's got a great record in that race that Zusane won the other day, the Champagne, and a wonderful record in the JJ itself. So, the Autumn Sun, is it? Are we seeing it before the Atkins up here? We're not.
I think they want to keep Zusane and the Autumn
Sun
apart.
Yeah, keep them apart. Yep, yep.
So he'll run in Sydney, I think, on Saturday, the Autumn Sun. And if he's impressive, I think he'll be added to the list come up in the JJ.
Just back to that E-Ways being impressive. What about Sizzling Bell, Josh, for Nick Olive there?
Yeah, well, she sort of pounced on the lead quickly early in the straight. She went straight past Archer's Paradox, but, couldn't hold off for the other two out wide when they made their runs late. But, she put them away beautifully, E-Ways. And, do you remember Karuda Queen? She was a wonderful filly for Neville Leighton, a totally different style of horse, wasn't she? Because, obviously, she'd get out in front and go quickly, whereas this filly the other day got back and ran home. But, she's certainly got some two-year-old breeding by Sebring out of Karuda Queen, by Golden Slipper winner from a Magic Millions winner. So, she's got those 2-year old bloodlines.
Got that big white blaze on the front of the face.
Bred by Singer, who owns Karuda Queen. But it was interesting that both first and second were coming off maiden wins. E-Ways had won a maiden at Ramwick, and Granny Red Shoes had won a maiden at Caloundra.
Right.
And they've Cornellaed, you know, the feature 2-year old race on the Saturday. We've got another one this week. We've got the sires this week. Which will be interesting to see how many out of the Zusane race back up.
Yeah. We can have that, though, can't we? Because there have been juveniles that have been held back, probably late comers, and it's all about timing to get it right for the little races like the JJ Atkins, Glenn.
Oh, it is, and they've got to stretch out to the mile as
well. All that.
And a completely different race, the JJ Atkins at Doomben over a mile.
Correct.
Than there would be anywhere else. Well, even if you said, you know, they took the race to Caloundra over a mile.
Well, it's got to be probably the trickiest starting point to have a Group 1 race at mile start at Doomben. So, obviously, you get a big field there and they get to that first turn quickly and... you know, if it was at Sunshine Coast or Eagle Farm, you could win from any barrier. But, yeah, you draw out there at the mile start. It makes it pretty tricky.
Got a quick one here on text, mate, from Sam. Glenn, for you, one for Munsey. Was reading an old article a horse called Airfield, ridden by...
Yes, absolute champion it was.
And Munsey.
Yeah,
Was he any good? And did Kerry Packer... Hold on. Let me finish the bloody text.
It's a G up, this text, Eddie. You knew he'd fire up.
And did Kerry Packer's father own it? Thank you, Sam.
Kerry Packer? No.
Did Kerry Packer's father own it?
No. My father actually rode for Kerry Packer's father,
right.
Sir Frank Packer,
yep.
Back in the 50s.
So Frank never owned Airfield?
No. Sir Frank always named his horses after... Sir Frank, of course, was the owner of the Daily Telegraph.
Yep.
He named his horses journalist, columnist, all with newspaper themes.
Yep.
And Dad used to ride them. But no... Airfield was owned by Mrs. Darra. It was by Ironic out of Tickets, and he was a big brown-black stallion trained by Ronnie McDonald at Canterbury, originally trained by Matey Malloy at Orange, got beat at Bathurst and Orange, and then got transferred to Canterbury and had his first start for Ronnie McDonald in a maiden at Gosford and was 6-6-4 and broke the track record. And I think he won his next 9 in a row.
Right. Okay. Oh, good. And your dad was on board all the time?
Yeah, he was on it. He was on it all the time. Basically built the... He's the only horse that warranted a photo on the wall at home and good. Is still there.
All right. That's great news. Hey, Dino, what did you think about... is it Schwackadelis?
Schwackadelic.
Run should have went wide like previous run. Crumb.
Probably should have won. He's just got a lot of those probably should have ones next to his name, Schwackadelic. They've got to get him to settle and then get sort of through the field. He ran very well again on Saturday, and he keeps running well in these staying races but not winning one, and that's the biggest issue. But he was unlucky on Saturday, there's no doubt.
Eagle Eye Phil says, well done to Malcolm Johnson. And he sent me a photograph of himself and Malcolm and also Peter Tunks. So thanks for that, Eagle-Eyed Phil. Hi, men. This one for Dino, probably. When are they going to call Flemington Royal Flemington? It is the best race course in the world. John from Canberra.
Hopefully we can get... Harry and Megan out there and...
make it official.
Getting them to the Spring Carnival and it'll be royal.
Jeez, can you imagine the birdcage? What did you think, Dino, of the wedding?
Oh, it was all right. Our man went a bit rogue there mid-race.
Outstanding.
James Brown.
They're not so impressed,
didn't he put on the tempo?
They're thinking, can we just get out of here?
Yeah. I thought Eddie Murphy had been invited to the
winner. Wanted to get Dean's thoughts on young Lockie King. Been following him for a few months. Very handy jockey. Cheers, Jimmy from Annandale.
Lockie King's our up-and-coming star down here, there's no doubt. He's been riding nearly 2 years, but just been brought along slowly. Gerald Egan's his master, and he does this. He's been the master in recent years of riders like Nick Hall, Luke Nolan, quite a few others that have done very well. And this is his next project, and Lockie King's ready to jump out of the ground in the next 6 months. Yeah.
Did Jordan Childs fail the booze bus yesterday?
Yes. He did. He's out for 30 days and tweeted straight after it that, he made a deal of himself.
He did the wrong thing,
He did the wrong thing and, he's not arguing about it. He's just
fair enough.
Made a blue.
Yeah, it's a pretty savage penalty, though, a month. I know that, those that have gone off in the past.
What is the rule? What is the rule?
It's 0.02. Every rider was tested yesterday.
Which they must have had mail. There was a party or something. Saturday.
Well, a few of the jockeys from Victoria rode big winners on Saturday. They might have. They were there yesterday, so they mightn't have thought they'd have got Jordan Child. They might have thought there was someone else they were trying to get. I don't know. But anyway, they did, and Damien got a month for when he did it at Warrnambool. He got 30 days.
And they often target those carnivals because they know the boys let their hair down a little bit of at course. The night. Yep. Lucky we don't have it before Punter's post-mortem for Duff after the Sunday lunches.
Oh, please, yes.
he'd never get to wear
it. John at all.
Dino says
big
this.
Big lunch yesterday. It was Cheryl's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Cheryl.
It was a birthday yesterday.
You're batting above your weight there, Duff.
Yes, I am. I am. It's getting very costly, little places she wants to go to, this, what she wants to drink. And
Cheryl writes down
what
on
she
a
wants to wear.
Full-time carer.
I'm with you. I'm on the side screen.
I like that. And this one comes in from Dino, D-I-N-O. Hi, boys. Just on that race in America yesterday. So he'd be talking about the Preakness.
Yep.
They obviously don't worry about safety of both horse and jockey over there like we do here. Terrible conditions, Dean. And it just updated on me, the bugger. Dean, I've been a fan of Rib Eye, who ran second in Melbourne Saturday.
Munsey likes a bit of Rib
Eye. Oh, do I? Well,
would I was going to say, you're making me hungry.
Would he be heading to Brisbane, Rib Eye?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think the Winter Championship down here is probably more his go. He's a very good Flemington horse, and he's a good 1,600 metre horse, and that's what the final is, and it's a $200,000 race. I reckon that's about his go.
He was ridden by Calloway, so he was chipped on the weekend. He rode a winner, and he grabbed
then
the
he
microphone.
Did mad.
He did a commercial and gave the phone number of the joint.
Geez, we're asking some Dino some really far-reaching questions. What about this one, Dino? Rick Devil says, boys, ask Dino. How come every time I'm watching sport they've played in Melbourne, there's a million seagulls flying around everywhere? Red Devil.
Nah.
That's Bill Laurie's fault.
That's Bill
Laurie.
That's out of my jurisdiction.
They're pigeons.
June 23, when I'm at the MCG, I'll have a look for it.
Well, the trouble with the MCG, definitely Sandown has the trouble with the birds.
Well, there is a lake in the middle of Sandown. I don't know if that's got something to do with it.
They got the sirens there.
They play the sirens now. Yeah, we've got the sirens and we've got the fake birds and things.
Didn't they have a falcon at the MCG?
They had a falcon. They did. Yeah, absolutely they do.
Yeah, they got plenty of fake birds on that Desperate Housewives thing. Sure. Let's get open line number 135353. Hello, Kurt. Good morning.
Morning, Terry. Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
That's the way. Hey, Ronnie, I really like this horse that went around on Saturday. I'm just wondering if there's anything set for it. Seaway.
Seaway was back in distance, had a bit of weight. I'm wondering whether they're thinking the reasoning behind going back in distance there. Maybe they've got a Queensland Guineas in mind for him. But he just got back a little far and just missed the boat there a little bit.
He flashed home late down the middle of the track, didn't he, in the second?
Yeah. Look, he's... I'd say, if anything, the Queensland Guineas Kurt.
Yeah, so that's why I asked, Ronnie. So is it noms for anything there?
I don't think those noms are
there's
out
no
yet.
There's no noms for the, yeah. the Queensland Guineas out.
Righto.
Just in that race, if you saw it, Kurt, that hardly surprising. It was a bit unlucky.
Oh, yeah, that's not such a bad horse, though, Terry, so that wasn't a surprise either.
Yeah.
Just, Ronnie, this other one I like that's got a top profile, don't know if it's got anything for Queensland, but it should, just with the way it's going. Brabinga or Brabinja, the half for Seamus Award that won on Saturday.
Chris Lees.
Yeah.
I haven't got to look at the Newcastle replays yet, Kurt, and I don't
know. He's a full to Seamus Award. He's had two starts. He beat Richard's horse, who won the maiden, Verland, at his previous run at Newcastle, beat it by 2.5. Verland came out and won by 7 on Saturday. That's 35 minutes later, Brabinger came out and absolutely brained them again, went straight to a class 2. Mm. And he's a full brother to Seamus Award. Yeah.
Just as impressive as debut, Munsey.
Yes, it was, yes. Yeah, okay. he was very, very nice.
We'll
very
line
nice.
Him up while we'll definitely have a look at him. Kurt,
Josh wants something. Have you got anything for Josh?
Hey, I've got Riser here ready to punch a name in, mate. So.
Yeah, all right, no worries. I've got Lucky For All for sure in the derby. But
yeah.
What about Show Us Your Diamonds and Enterprise March?
Enterprise March was a bit disappointing, getting beaten up here at Sunshine Coast the other day. He looked real promising early, beat Battercat, who went on to win in the Saturday Metro race after that. I would have thought he went forward in that race. He went back. It was a bit disappointing. So we'll wait for him for another day. And Show Us Your Diamonds was unlucky at Bow Desert. The track didn't suit it at all. Was on the fence and the inside was no good. And then it came out to win after that. So you're spot on there. They're two nice progressive horses, Kurt.
All right, cool bananas. And just one for Munsey, if I can, Terry.
I'm ready, Kurt.
Yep.
How long after do you have to wait? I thought you had to wait at a while before you can name a horse the same name as a horse that's already been named.
15 years, isn't it?
Well, we've got Quarterback. That's a good one that's going around in Singapore. It's
That doesn't count.
Different jurisdiction.
It's overseas, mate, so it doesn't count. Doesn't that's why matter. You see those, you know, poetic, say a poetic prince comes out and it's our poetic prince here from New Zealand.
But Terry, with in saying that, I still thought you still had to wait at least a year whilst they're still racing.
No.
No, we've had same names running at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's some that basically sound the same and just very, very minor spelling changes.
A champion's
which are even
horse,
worse.
It's quarantined for much, much longer, the champion's horse.
But not in other jurisdictions because we had a Might and Power running in New Zealand. They spelt it a bit different, but it was still Might and Power.
Well, what would that be that PAUA?
It was.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kurt.
Fastnet Rocking in South Africa,
yeah.
Zeno, can I ask you a couple?
What?
If you must.
Only two.
Yeah. Five Kingdom, a Hayes winner on debut. Alga Fell, another Hayes runner on debut. He brought this one up to Wagga Wagga, and it slammed the field up here, but I think they're quite, you know, good horses.
Yeah, the Wagga horse won well, yeah. What was the other one, Kurt?
Five Kingdom. It won at Pakenham, and it's another Hayes runner, Hayes Dabinig.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the strongest of races, but it did go okay. Elkafell looks all right.
All right, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Kurt.
Nick, our Penelope here, believes there's a Winx running racing somewhere else around the world somewhere.
Yeah.
Might be Winx.
Might be in India, but 13:53:53 if you know your way.
Some curry over there.
Just some text messages. Duff, what's Macca's best ride on Saturday?
Oh,
Harry.
I don't know what all his rides are yet. You know,
follow him is the advice.
Yeah, well, we will.
Dino, did you see that one that ran in St. Moritz?
No.
On ice, wearing slippers.
Oh, I love the St. Moritz races, but I missed it.
All right. I think that could be one of Kurt's questions. And morning, boys. What horse out of the Doomba Cup do you think will progress to the Brisbane Cup? And is the tab putting up a early market on the Brisbane Cup? That's Russell from Penrith.
I think Ambitious might be going there.
Just refresh my memory. Is the Brisbane Cup a handicap or set weights or
quality handicap? Is it?
And it's.
Let me turn over.
It's not 3,200 metres.
No, it's 22.
22.
Where is it? Oh, I've got my Brisbane Carnival guide.
Yeah,
in front
hang
of
on,
me
hang on. I'm just looking here. Brisbane Cup says quality here. says Group 2 quality 2200.
Yep. Yeah, maximum handicap weight 61, minimum handicap weight 53, and NOMS close on the well, that because it's not a advanced NOMS close on the Monday.
So
the
what horse
of
out of the Doomben Cup do you think might be worth following for the Brisbane Cup?
Well, I don't think though. I think Ambitious is the only candidate to go there. Egg Tart, I think they said the O'Shea.
Yes.
Sitano Razin are coming up here, I think, for the race.
I would think Life Less Ordinary back to a handicap. Mm. I mean, he was badly suited coming off a Wagga Cup win, back to a handicap. And watch for a horse that's a Darren Weir horse that's running up there on Saturday. He's going to the Brisbane Cup called Kawaya.
Kawaya for Darren Weir up there. And just
that's
a
one
quick
of Jerry's, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, just Jerry Ryan.
A quick one, too. TK, if Duff is batting above his weight, then it won't be for long. The weight is catching up bloody quickly, says Tiger Marty.
They're tough markers.
Good on you, Tiger Marty. I thought we'd get some sort of reaction to that. Can I have one to follow, Duff?
You can have a couple to follow. I want to follow Araja out of Sydney.
Araja?
Yeah, that's Tom Melbourne's sister.
Oh, he had to leave it in there, didn't he?
And
hold on. Look, legitimately Tom Melbourne's sister?
Half-sister.
Right.
He did say a half-sister to Tom Melbourne.
But has got more ticker or?
Maybe. We're about to find out. Okay. And, geez, was probably the obvious, but Winter Bride, there was no fluke in that win. She's nice filly, that.
Mm. Okay, Winter Bride.
Yeah, out of Queensland, yep.
All right,
yep.
Okay. What do you think, Dino?
I would think the last race, Iconoclasm is a very good horse. Don't know if he will go to Brisbane for the Guineas or not, but if he does, he'd run well. Would have thought so, that ran second to him, is going really well now. He's really got his act together. And the race before, an old-timer, but I thought he ran really well, Akavuran. He's just about ready to win another race, I reckon.
Why are you his second, what, to Mossendale?
He was fourth.
Fourth
but, he ran well because they rode him up on the speed, and I think he's a bit better ridden back, but he ran
over him. That's Sosie Bond Ford, or what do you call it, Dino? But that's the third time that Sosie Bond's sort of come out and gone sideways and just tried to take a chunk out of the opposing horse.
Third time, and there's two others that have got queries on them. So he's barred until... Well, until further notice, there's no actual what he's got to do.
I think
the stewards are saying either geld him or don't come back.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
We could give him a spare barrier next to him. He won't be near anything.
He's lost 25 in a row, not 125 in a row.
Not
that's
black
the difference.
Caviar, I can tell you. Josh, have you got one to follow?
Yeah, out of the Winter Bride race, unlikely the story from the Tony Godland stable. Went from a maiden to that race on Saturday and ran well. He'll be a moral back to a class one. Unlikely the story.
Unlikely the story. And Glenn?
A couple, TK. I thought Spurcraft went quite well up there the other day. I think he's... He went 1,000 miles an hour. Spurcraft, he leans an 800-metre race somewhere. But Shibaba Tilly.
He went a bit early.
I know one supporter there was cheering home, go Bubba, not too far from me, but thanks, Gab. No, Shamert, I think he's stepping up to 1,400. He'd be very, very well suited. He just got outpaced in that race, working for Tony Golan. And one of Johnny Shelton's, when he gets back to the Rivers or even a midweek race in Brisbane.
Bell Flyer,
who ran in the last race at Rose Hill. I reckon he's an ideal Grafton Carnival. He can win a 1,200. He can also win a South Grafton Cup over a mile.
All right.
But that's a fair way away, Grafton. But keep your eye on Bell Flyer.
It's not that
Flyer,
far away, probably,
Johnny
is it? It'll come up quickly.
It's probably seven weeks.
So he's an ideal horse. Either the races, Ramorny or South Grafton Cup, because he can run a mile and he's competitive in a 1,200.
All right, there you go, the South Grafton Cup the week before the Grafton Cup. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Dino. Thanks, Duff. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, boys.
See you guys.
There it is.